This is the astrology forecast for the 2016 Capricorn New Moon by Kathy Beal of EmpowermentUnlimited.net. The Capricorn New Moon takes place on December 28 or 29, 2016 at 10:53 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6:53 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time at 7 Capricorn 59. The New Year vibe gets a head start thanks to this year's Capricorn New Moon. It's bringing goals, foundations, and material security front and center as 2016 winds down and we head toward its successor. The impulse is rising even in people who aren't normally inclined to make resolutions. And for those who do, this year's crop is not likely to have many repeats, items that carry over from one year to the next without much happening besides being moved from list to list. This behavioral shift grows out of the shakeup going on with Capricorn's ruler. What's happening to him is refreshing our perspectives and tilting much in our lives. Saturn, Lord of order, responsibility, and commitment, is in a mutually amplifying collaboration with Uranus, Lord of chaos, liberation, and unpredictable change. They're injecting the old with radical possibilities, if not blasting it to smithereens, and bringing form and grounding to gotta-be-me quests. Previous norms don't hold now. This is not merely true of what we've been seeing on a national and global scale. It applies directly to you. The path stretching out ahead might have been unthinkable a few years back. It matches your current experience of life and understanding and value of yourself. So do the goals you're inspired to set now, the practicalities you consider, and the way you proceed. All are responding to shakeups, new directions, flashes of genius, unexpected developments, and a relentless, nigh-on feral drive to live for yourself, darn it. There's no rush to set any of these. Saturn takes its time. Capricorn wants value for the long haul, not instant fixes. Retrograde Mercury has the moon's back in this too. Standing right with the new moon, he is not only encouraging slowing down, but also inviting going back over some of those practicalities. Matters that turn up now, stray bits of info, disclosures, evidence of confusion or misunderstandings, have useful, practical potential. This is also true of annoying technology glitches. Every snag is a prompt to put your foundation in order before you go flying off on next year's fiery energies. Opportunities to learn more and fine-tune will soon follow after Mercury goes direct in January. This path to the future has another uncommon characteristic: encouragement not to push goals or charge after them or slam fists on tables and demand them. Mars, ruler of our drive and action, is in the company of grand illusionist Neptune in the interconnected waters of Pisces. They're the opposite of the concrete that is so key to Saturn and Capricorn. Push in water and who knows where it will go, besides eventually back on the pusher. Instead, a receptive, feminine approach is in order, setting targets and being open to them coming to us, or our being led to them. Pulling this off requires tools that don't fit in a hand, but promise great worldly impact all the same. Faith, imagination, visualization, and divine guidance, for starters. Awareness of the existence of others is the umbrella for other possibilities, such as compassion, gentleness, kindness, empathy, and love. Don't ignore magic and miracles either. They are definitely among Neptune's gifts. With Mars heading right for him, they're easier to net than logic would suggest. So think about your goals, practical and tailored to current time you. Call on intangible help and release them with faith. Be open to magic and miracles. In fact, request and expect them. And then go with the flow. For tips on working with the particular energies of this new moon, I direct you to my course at the Om Times online learning platform, Working with the Moon, at experts.omtimes.com/Kathy Beal. That's K-A-T-H-Y-B as in boy, I-E-H-L. And I am Kathy Beal, a professional astrologer with more than 30 years' experience. Visit my site, empowermentunlimited.net, to sign up for my mailing list, listen to my weekly podcasts, and book a session. You'll find me on Facebook at Empowerment Unlimited and on YouTube at the Professional Aquarian Channel.